of those that we raise up in memoriam is printed in your bulletin towards the next to the back page. The first name that we share and we light a candle for each is one named General Grant Oliver II. Was born on June 7th, 1968, to General Grant and Laura Blake Oliver. Survived by his wife, Wanda. He was most known and graduated from Licking Valley High School, employed for his working in nursing center, but he was also known very well for his love of music and playing in band. And he is related to members of this church, Johanna. Margaret King age 99 of Millersport passed away on April 1, 2012 at Fairfield Center Medical Center. She was a member of Grace Church, Women's Guild for 40 years, Millersport Senior Citizens, and many other great places, survived by her daughter, Carol King. We lift her up unto all of us. Patricia A. Marvin, 68 of Lancaster, passed away at Fairfield Center. She was born on March 6, 1944 in Indiana. She was part of First United Methodist Church in Lancaster. She's retired from Huntington Bank. She was a hairstylist. She was survived by her sons. She was Jerry Marvin's sister. Regina Gottliebson, 49 of Lancaster. Passed away on May 10th, 2012 at the Pickering House with loved ones by her side. She was very active in this area, organizations like Kiwanis, involved in music club. She was a friend of Grace Church, I think in lot because of her music. And her soloist here as a soloist at the church. Carolyn Spires, age 79 of Lancaster, passed away Monday, May 7th, 2012. She was in Savannah, Georgia. At the time, she was retired employee of Anchor Hawking, member of Grace Church. She was dedicated to her family and was a caregiver to her parents and her nieces and nephews, and she was always there for family and friends. Susan Rogers, age 72 of Lancaster, passed away on May 23, 2012. She was a member of Grace Church. She was here, 50-year member of the Order of Eastern Star, where she served there. Very active with many things in the community, survived by her children, and we lift her up. Dorothy Wassum. She was born April 1, 1920 in Lancaster and was the daughter of the late Roy and Carrie Pierce Waits. Dorothy was a 1938 graduate of Amanda High School, member of Lancaster United Brethren Church. She is survived by two daughters. And she's Bonnie Balsam's mom. Elizabeth M. Hale. Elizabeth Hale, age 91, of Lancaster, died Monday, July 30th, 2012, at the Landfair Center. She was a lifetime member of Grace Church, member of Fairfield Fish and Game Association, and the Fairfield County Extension, was a member of the LHS Reunion Committee, class of 1939. She survived by her daughters and others in her family. That was Elizabeth M. Hale. Mary K. Easel, age 96, of the Fry Gap area of Arab, Alabama, and formerly of Lancaster, died Saturday, August 11, 2012. She was born in Thornville in 1916, the daughter of Andy and Ada Miller Helzer. She was a graduate of high school and a retired nurse's aide. She worked 25 years at the Fairfield Hospital. Thomas Smith, 87, of Lancaster, born January 22, 1925, in Columbus, and passed away peacefully December 31, 2012. Was a milkman, seal test, and deeds of dairy for many years. Laura Smith's dad, Thomas Smith. Cynthia Wolfinger. Cindy, age 55, of Lancaster, went to be with the Lord on Tuesday, February 5, 2013, at Pickering House, surrounded by her loving family. She was treasured by everyone who knew her. Cindy had an incredible sense of humor that made it fun to be around her. She will always be remembered for her wonderful ability to sing and make music and share her gifts with others through the Evening Rose Group. She was Tom and Ruth Weimer's daughter, who had been members here in their life. Shirley Miller. Shirley Denny Miller, 84, of Lancaster, passed away Saturday, February 16, 2013. She was a retired waitress known as Charlie for Monger Seafood Restaurant and for over 40 years of service. She was a member of Grace Church and had great love for her family and for animals. She was preceded in death by her husband, Fred Butch Miller. Patricia Hargis, age 74, of Lancaster, died February 27, 2013. She was born to Donald and Catherine Hooker George on November 9, 1938. Pat was a 1956 graduate of Lancaster High School, a member of Grace Church. She worked as a data entry clerk for Drew Shoup before she decided to take another job. One of the hardest ones, the family said, stay-at-home mother. She's being greatly missed by her family. We know that her husband, Marvin, is now in a nursing home, and their son, Richard, also has passed on. Patricia Hargis and Richard Hargis. Floyd Bauman. Floyd Franklin Bauman, age 93, of Baltimore, Ohio, passed away peacefully in his home on Monday, April 15th. Floyd was born November 1919. Floyd was a World War II veteran, proudly serving at the 1st Cavalry 8th Engineers Squadron, one of the first units entering Japan, spending most of his time in the Philippines. He was an operations officer and played in a 5-member country band helping entertain the troops. He married Luella Bauman in 1947. They had celebrated their 65 years of marriage. Edna Shepherd. Edna L. Shepherd, age 98, of Lancaster, died April 27, 2013, at the Fairfield Medical Center. She was born on May 20, 1914, in Somerset, Ohio, to Grover and Lucy Ream Loams. She was a member of St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church and worked for 27 years at Johnson Shoe Store. She was preceded in death by her husband, Frank. She is the mother of Steve McCandlish and the grandmother of our two acolytes. Richard Geyer. Rick Geyer, 66, of Lancaster, was unexpectedly on a Sunday morning, died at Fairfield Medical Center. He was an avid volunteer with various music organizations, including director of the Fairfield County Senior Chorus, the Americana Players, and the Chorus of St. Peter's Lutheran Church, and a member of public relations coordinator of the Lancaster Men's Chorus. He was preceded in death by his father, Howard, and his mother. But of course, his spouse is Lee Banfield Geyer. Barbara Stewart, age 71, passed away on July 14, 2013, was born in March 1942. She is survived by her husband of 51 years, Philip A. Stewart. She was a loving wife, devoted mother, and a friend that all who knew her. She was a friend of Grace Church. Thomas Feisel. Tom Feisel, age 53, of Lancaster, passed away unexpectedly on June 20th, 2013. He was born on August 24, 1959. We know that his parents, his father is George Faisal, and Karen is his stepmother. We know that he was so active here in Lancaster in so many things, majority of his nursing career in adolescent psychiatry. Tom was an active volunteer with Kiwanis Little League. He was an avid advocate of martial arts and recently received his black belt in that sport. They had children, he and his wife, three sons, and he had a daughter and a grandchild as well, Thomas Faisal. Helen Jackson. Helen Louise Asbell Jackson, age 73, was called to be home with the Lord Tuesday, August 13th, 2013. She was surrounded by her loving family. Helen was a devoted wife, a loving mother, and a caring grandmother. She was born on December 29th, 1939, to Ralph and Grace Asbell. She was raised in Lancaster. She provided 20 years of service to Lancaster City Schools as a chef, where she was graciously served the youngsters there. Helen enjoyed baking, crocheting, celebrating holidays, and spending time with her family. She was a dedicated member of Grace Church, where she and her daughter planned many Sunday school lessons. Helen also volunteered in the church nursery. Helen is survived, of course, by her many in her family, but we lift up Grace and Jonathan. That was Helen Jackson. Mark Stahl, age 63, passed away on September 12, 2013. He was a former member of the Opera of Columbus and Columbus Sympathy Chorus, and also assistant director of Columbus Gay Men's Chorus. Mark taught music in various school districts around the area. I don't know his specific connection to Grace Church, but it's Mark Stahl, friend. John Kingsbury, the Reverend John E. Kingsbury. Reverend Kingsbury, 88, of Wallingsford. I think that's Connecticut, if I remember right. Departed his life on Thursday, September 5th, 2013, at the Masonic Healthcare Center. He was a loving husband of Phyllis Coffin Kingsbury and the late Martha Tomlin Kingsbury. John was born September 21, 1924. There's a long list of all of his activities. His bachelor's degree from Marietta College, his Master's of Divinity from Yale, over 40 years ordained ministry in the United Church of Christ, and served as a student, summer services at the Congregational Church in Toledo, and of course, there's a long list of churches here that he was a part of, but he was a part of Grace Church from 1970, to 1986, and he was sadly missed by his children, John Ashbery, whose wife is Anne of Ohio, and Barbara Morris of Torrington, and David Kingsbury of Monroe, and Peter Hodges of California, and many grandchildren. The Reverend John E. Kingsbury, one of your former loved pastors. Donald L. Boyd, age 84, of New Albany, passed away Saturday, September 14th. Don was born in Coshocton, Ohio. Don served in the U.S. Army during World War II. Don retired from Equifax after 30 years of service. He was a member of the United Methodist Church in Albany and the Order of United Commercial Travelers of America. He's Joan Craft's brother. Shirley Hookrattle. Monday morning, October 14th, Shirley passed away and went to the Lord. She was born on January 13th, 1927. She had a smile that could light up a room, a heart of gold, as fingers full of talent. She was an accomplished artist and magnificent watercolors that often take us back in time. She loved to dance. She was an accountant at North American Aviation and Avco Community Developers. She was a beloved mother and grandmother, and she was Bill Hookrattle's sister. James Herzog. James was a loving husband and beloved father and grandpa, passed peacefully on Wednesday, October 23, 2013, at Pickering House. He was born on July 11, 1940, in Fort Wayne. He was a graduate of Southside High School of that city. He was a certified professional engineer employed by General Electric in Fort Wayne. He is survived by his wife of 46 years, Patricia Burns Herzog, and three children. He was an avid photographer and recorded family celebrations with photos and many high school events. He's missed by his family. He had been part of this church through a good part of his life. That was James Herzog. Are there any others that need to be added to this and light a candle too that we have missed? Okay. Then let's join in singing for all the saints.